Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. GYM, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids, right up next to Rockwell. Great to have them on board once again. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Manor producer. Big thanks to Kyle for sitting in the last couple of days. Well, I took a couple days off here and recharged the batteries a little bit. So thanks to Kyle. Thanks to you as well, Mark, because, you know, you're steering the ship. Kyle's what? He's kind of the first mate, something like that, or... Or maybe Kyle's running the ship. I don't know.
Yeah, it's different roles. There's no question about it. But glad to have you back. And I echo that. Thanks to Kyle. Did a fantastic job as usual. He's back in his producer chair today. And we'll field any calls we get. 319-366-1600. That's also our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line.
Yeah, and we've got for you, and they've been very popular as always. Mm-hmm. Our City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department Prize Pack, a golf giveaway that we are giving away. It includes golf swag bag, includes towel, golf balls, ball cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf at any of the city courses. That includes Ellis, Gardner, Jones, or Twin Pines. And you can get more information by going to our website at kgymradio.com. We got a link to the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department website as well. I could use... some of their help. Things were going so well, Mark. And then I played golf on vacation. And that did not go very well. Did I miss anything ultra important? I had to. I called you. I saw, you know, when you see, you know, I've been kind of off the grid a little bit. North part of Minnesota is in the United States, but it is not exactly on the grid, if you will. A lot of Viking stuff up in Minnesota.
Yeah, I suppose.
A lot of Viking stuff up there. A lot more than there's Twin stuff, I hate to report for you right now. By the way, Twins baseball coming up tonight for you. 107.5 FM as the Twins take on the Boston Red Sox one more time. Chris Sale last night, but... Chris Sale. I'm kind of happy that it's not a White Sox problem, but my goodness, that man does not get any runs for him.
No, it was the same last night, and he was really good for about six innings, and the Twins got to him and ended up with a 6-2 victory. But, I mean, he struck out 11, and there's no question he's one of the better pitchers in the game, but I'm with you. He just... For whatever reason, his teammates, whether it be in the White or the Red Sox variety, just think, well, we're only going to need to score a couple runs this game because Sale's on the hill. But I don't know. It's a really quirky thing.
It's crazy. It is crazy. And White Sox never scored runs for him. Boston doesn't score a lot of runs for him. But still having, you know, stat-wise... A very, very solid season once again. Let's get you updated before we get to some afternoon baseball on weather going on right now. We did have a tornado warning that has since expired for Keokuk County. That went until 3 o'clock. Right now, no warnings in effect as far as the KGYM listening area is concerned. We do have a couple of tornado warnings in the central part of the state right now. We've got a line of thunderstorms that are moving from the southwest to the northeast and kind of curving even more to the north now. And that goes from just south of the Waterloo area around the Marshall-Benton County line and down toward the Marengo area and then down toward Washington, Iowa. And as I said, moving kind of to the northeast and a little bit to the north as well. And there's a couple of cells out in front of it that are just encroaching the city of Cedar Rapids, that area right now. So we got a lot of weather potential out there. Say, as they say, stay sky aware, Mark.
Already some events postponed tonight, right?
Yeah, a lot of baseball events. This is the week for the triple doubleheaders in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Wes Kennedy has been pushed till tomorrow, and Xavier Lindmar, I know, has been postponed for tonight. And as far as right now, anyway, the Big North Lynn Cascade matchup is still on up at Troy Mills, but we'll see if the weather holds off for that. And a lot of baseball. We're getting down to it, as I see 2 weeks until softball tournament's getting underway.
Wow.
That baseball goes very, very quickly. I think quicker than any of the other sports because it's a shorter season than the other sports out there. But
yeah,
going quickly.
A lot of activity in the major leagues this afternoon. The Chicago Cubs leading the Dodgers 3-0. That's in the top of the sixth inning right now. Philadelphia on top. What a rally last night for the Phillies. Philadelphia 4-3 right now, leading St. Louis, top of the ninth. Scott, Cleveland 12.
We are
the White Sox, zip.
Well,
nil.
Corey Kluber's pitching. He's good, and he's really good when you give him 8 inches on any side of the plate.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Rick Renteria got tossed today for the White Sox manager on a pitch that was... it wasn't at the toes of Yoan Moncada, but he wasn't going to hit it. And if you give Corey Kluber that, you might as well fold up the tent because it's not going to be your day.
Yeah. On the West Coast, Oakland leading San Diego 4-0 in the second inning. San Francisco, Miami tied in the second. The finals in Cincinnati has defeated Detroit 5-3 and Toronto over Atlanta 5-4.
Also, I mentioned we got a lot of golf headlines. You'd like to get in touch with us, as Mark said, 319-366-1600. That is Hertzina Stocker Jewelers text line. Let's start things off with this, and great news. Sean McCarty, the head pro down at Brown Deer in Coralville, he is playing along with some other Iowans, including Jeff Schmidt, the former University of Iowa assistant golf coach. They are at the PGA Professional Championships in California. Fourth and final round going right now. Field of 311. And the top 20 get an invitation to play at the PGA Championship that will be at Belrive coming up in August in St. Louis, or outside St. Louis. And Sean McCarty was in the top 20 going in, and he's improved his stock right now.
He has indeed. He's completed 5 holes right now. He's 2 under on the day, 1 under for the tournament, tied for 7th right now. He's 5 strokes out of the lead. And should he hold on, as you outlined, top 20 earns an invitation to Belrive in St. Louis. I imagine Sean may have ran across that track once or twice in his career. I'm not sure.
I got to think so. Got to think so.
It'd be a great story, though. Sean, 45 years old. And still a premier player. There's no question about it. Hits it a ton. And the minute we find out if and when he qualifies, we're on the horn to him. He'll be on the show.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show.
Hopefully he can hang on. That'd be a great story.
It would be. And Jeff Schmidt's not that far out as well.
He's +3 on the day, +8 for the tournament. And that's tied for 64th right now. You would have to be at +2. That's a tie for 17th to make it into a playoff for the final spots.
That's a pretty agonizing playoff, too. You get into that thing.
Yeah, say 10 guys for 4 spots,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah. I watched that last year on Golf Channel, and yeah, there's some sweat moving on those guys when they get into that situation.
I've been watching the PGA Professionals Championship, and it's really enjoyable because these guys are your, you know, you go down to Brown Deer, you might run into Sean McCarty. You go down to Finkbine, right? Might run into Jeff Schmidt. Every golf course has one or more PGA professionals, and this is their Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
No question about it. And some former PGA Tour players, others have, you know, had their moments in professional golf, but largely... And just a couple of years ago, Kane Fitzgerald from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy.
That's right.
He's out in Colorado. He qualified for the PGA as well, and we had him on the show. and just a shining moment for these guys that qualify. It really defines their career in some respects. And as I said yesterday, in all the coverage I've watched the last couple, 3 days, I didn't see one player, Scott, hit a moving ball.
More on that coming up. We do have a little bit of a weather update here for you. National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch. That is a tornado watch for a good portion of eastern Iowa, and that goes until 7 o'clock tonight as these storms continue to move, approaching the area, and will move into the area coming up here very, very soon. And there is a tornado watch. It'll go until 7 o'clock, and it covers most of the KGYM listening area, Delaware County, Buchanan County, Blackhawk County, Jones County, along with Cedar County, Johnson County, Iowa County, Benton County, and Linn County. That goes, as I mentioned, until 7 o'clock here this evening. And also, along with that, we have, I want to get the information correct here, we have brand new severe thunderstorm warning that will go until 4:15, and it includes all of Johnson County, southern Iowa County, eastern Keokuk County, and all of Washington County, and that goes until 4:15. You can expect heavy rain, lightning, 60-mile-per-hour winds, and this entire system, located along a line extending from Parnell to 6 miles northwest of Washington, and it's moving east to the northeast at 35 miles per hour, so moving at a pretty good clip as well. So we'll keep you updated, but a severe thunderstorm warning until 4:15. That's for all of Johnson County, all of Washington County, the southern portion of Iowa County, eastern Keokuk County, and also northwestern Louisa County. And that goes until 4:15.
And the golf note, Zach Johnson will be back in action tomorrow at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. He has a 7 a.m. Iowa time tee time with D.A. Points and Aaron Baddeley. Zach coming off a tied for 12th in the U.S. Open. A very good finish for Zach. And he made some headlines, as we've outlined, at the U.S. Open. But Zach back in action tomorrow, and we'll bring you up to date on his progress tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got more on golf to get to coming up here, good and bad, in just a moment. We're going to take a break, come back, have more on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. Chris List of RotoWire.com, yet to come. He'll be after the half-hour break. Kyle's World Cup Minute. We will have that for you coming up when we return after this as well. More to come. Gym Class coming your way, KGYM.
If you could only shop one sale, this is it. McGrathathon is on. The McGrath Used Car Campus in beautiful Hiawatha is a pre-owned paradise. Now through Monday night, over 3,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, everything on sale. With a down payment as little as $88 and monthly payments from just $88. The McGrath Used Car Campus has used cars from $29.88. Used full-size and SUV pickups. Shop Sierras, Silverados, Acadias, Yukons, even Wranglers. Priced thousands below market value. The Thon is on at the McGrath Used Car Campus. I-380 and Boyson Road in beautiful Hiawatha. Credit challenges? Team up with Eastern Iowa's number one credit team. No one works harder to get you approved so you can shop used cars from $29.88. Full-size pickups from $99.98. Down payment? Zero down delivers. McGrathathon. The McGrath Used Car Campus. Through Monday night in beautiful Hiawatha. I-380 and Boyson Road. For details, log on McGrathAuto.com.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
This is raindrops falling in the outfield of Target Field. That was Byron Buxton, ensuring nothing else does. As a shout-out to our outfielders and their impossible catches, the first 10,000 fans on June 22nd will get a Nothing Falls But Raindrops Buxton bobblehead presented by Pentair. Collect the Rosario bobblehead later to complete the set. Don't miss a warning track leap, sliding snag, or the second bobblehead in the series. That's how we defend our outfield. This is how we baseball. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, a Manor Colonies golf club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to a Manor Colonies golf club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. A Manor Colonies golf club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
.321 back with you, gym class, for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann joining us here in studio, and the postponements continue here. This is not varsity, but Jeff and Prairie, big-time baseball matchup. The sophomore games at Prairie have been postponed for tonight, and not official yet, but radar's not looking great for baseball around here. Although North Lynn just tweeted out again, game is still on. North Lynn and Cascade for tonight, but there's some shower activity moving toward that area. Severe thunderstorm warning for Johnson County. That goes until 4:15 this afternoon. That is for all of Johnson County as rain continues to move from the south and southwest toward our area. Some more golf news to get to you coming up in a moment, but it is World Cup season, and with that, I've missed this over the last couple days. The people haven't, right? So we bring what the people want, and that is Kyle's.
We've been touching on it, yeah.
Kyle's World Cup minute. So Kyle, hit it. What are our highlights today from Russia?
We don't have any bumper music here.
Other than Burger King getting in big trouble.
Yeah, had some vuvuzelas, Azuela. You know what are they called?
That Burger King story, I tell you, that is that's really something.
That's not good. That's not good.
No, things were pretty cut and dry today. We had just three games, Portugal over Morocco. Favorites won all these games. And Portugal over Morocco, Uruguay over the Saudis, Spain over Iran. And then I think last week when we did this, I was talking about that Spain-Portugal matchup.
Yeah.
And just how the best players just seem to have a knack for, you know, being the guys that make the difference in these matchups. And it just blows me away because we had three favorites win today, and it was on three goals by their best players. That's Ronaldo for Portugal, Luis Suarez for Uruguay, and Diego Costa for Spain. So three favorites powered by their three best players, some of the best players in the nation. Couple interesting things of note. Ronaldo is now sporting a goatee.
What?
Which soccer fans are very excited about. Apparently tied to some bet that he made with Quaresma about his goal scoring. But then also in that which game was it? It was the Portugal game, I believe. No. It was Spain. Iran had scored a goal against Spain, and it was the first time that this has been used in a major tournament where a goal was disallowed by a virtual assistant referee, which you guys both perked up at that because I know
virtual what?
Virtual assistant referee. It's basically a
replay, isn't it?
Yeah, it but my soccer friend, he says that it's basically seamless. It's incredibly fast, incredibly accurate, and you don't even notice. So, you know, you don't get hung up on, 5 minutes of replay. What's going to be the call? Said that they did a really good job, and it was the first time it's been used on such a major stage.
It's like maybe Wimbledon's line technology, maybe?
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know if they, I mean, I'm sure they do. They probably have somebody monitoring that if they need it. But yeah, it would be similar to that. I'm actually not even sure why the goal got disallowed. If I had to guess, it was probably offsides. But yeah, somebody from up in the booth made that call.
Now listen, I know Russia is 2-0. Host Russia. I mean, they gerrymander a pool for these guys or what?
You know, Russia is not traditionally very good at soccer, but I guess, you know, they just put together a couple wins. Not excruciating competition thus far. They'll probably advance past this round.
To the knockout stage.
Yeah, and once they run into some more formidable teams, I think that they'll be dispatched fairly easily.
That's called the knockout stage. It's not bracketing. It's the knockout stage, Mark.
Well, when I saw they whooped Egypt, I said, what's going on here?
Kyle, that's awesome. Thank you very much for the World Cup Minute.
I'll be ready tomorrow.
We'll look forward to Thursday's edition of the World Cup Minute. I mentioned we have some golf news, and you mentioned Phil. I didn't get a chance to comment on Phil, but I think he did wrong. And now Phil today has come out and said he did wrong. He kind of backtracked a little bit on his earlier statement from Saturday night. So as everyone kind of thought was the situation, Phil was a little bit more frustrated than conjecturing what his score could have been if that ball rolled down the 13th green and about 30 yards down the fairway. Correct?
Of course. What was your take on it?
There is no bigger Phil Mickelson fan, as you know, Mark, mm-hmm. than myself. But I was not in support of this. I thought Phil did wrong. I thought he did wrong to himself. I thought he did wrong to the game. I thought he did wrong to the field. And I thought he should have apologized. He waited a few days to apologize, but he finally did. And I say good for him. We've all been there in that situation on a golf course where you get so frustrated, you kind of lose your head. Or as David Faraday says, and we quote him so often on the golf course, my head's on a stick. And I think that's just what happened to Phil in that situation.
Here's the context of a text that Phil Mickelson sent to a few reporters this morning. Quote, I know this should have come sooner, but it's taken me a few days to calm down. My anger and frustration got the best of me last weekend. I'm embarrassed and disappointed by my actions. It was clearly not my finest moment. And I'm sorry. I'll reiterate what I basically said on Monday. I think he should have been disqualified. You don't see that kind of action in the Cedar Rapids City Am. We both played in it. I've never seen it. And even a local amateur golf tournament.
No.
I think the USGA let him off easy. And I thought Phil's explanation, the fact that he knew the rule and wanted to take it to his do it to his advantage, was bull. He basically thumbed his nose or part of his hand to the USGA when he did that.
Not the first to do it, won't be the last to do it in a USGA event. Saturday was just, that was carnage. Carnage on the golf course. But you know what? I thought in retrospect, and just my two cents, you guys talked about it on Monday with Michael Oss and you and Kyle, but you know what? That was more like the U.S. Open from the days that we remember. I mean, we remember back to, I don't remember it as much, but 74, the massacre at Wingfoot, when I think the winning score was 6 over or something like that. This got back to the way the USGA kind of used to set up things.
Until they acquiesced on Sunday.
Right. Sunday got
put a lot of water on the greens overnight and put the pins in the middle.
Yeah, it looked like a Champions Tour event for a while there with some of the pins. But, yeah, still, they got the desired effect, one over par. And we said even, we'd take it. Even would have won, Mark. So we win the U.S. Open for 2018. But I had no problem with it. I know people complain, the golfers complain, because they like to see a thousand birdies or whatever the case, but that's not the way the U.S. Open should be.
You can see that any week.
Absolutely. You'll see it at the Travelers coming up this weekend and starting tomorrow. Probably 15, 16 under will be the winning score. Maybe not, but more often than not, that's what it is. And I like to see these guys have to play golf and struggle a little mm-hmm. bit one or two times a year. And I am all for it. I think it's fine.
This is not caddy smack, but we do have a question on the Hurtin Stalker Jeweler text line for both of us. Scott, what's the toughest golf course we've ever played?
Ooh, toughest golf course ever. That would be Ocean Course at Kiawah. I was fortunate enough to play there and on a calm day. I wanted to play it when it's blowing 40 miles an hour like it was for the Ryder Cup on a day, but no, got to play it on a very serene day, but it was still a tough, tough, tough golf course.
I think I'd have to say Crooked Stick in Arizona. It was a venue that they used to play the old Nationwide Tour qualifying on, and it was not fit for me, let's just say that.
I actually did pretty well on my day.
Yeah.
A lot better than I did on Monday, as we have. I almost wish it was a caddy smack day because I could use a little golf help. Golf
help. Wait till next Wednesday.
From Brian Haas. This weekend, I may not turn in a scorecard if I was still playing like I did on Monday. All right, a couple other things as far as the world of golf is concerned. You mentioned Phil's apology. Unfortunately, we are mourning the death of two big-timers as far as golf is concerned. About 24 hours removed from Australian Peter Thomson passing away, five-time British Open champion, and then we found out this morning that Hubert Green passed away. 71, I believe, something like that. Not real old.
Correct.
And throat cancer. For Hubert Green, but he was the 1977 United States Open champion. Very interesting character, a little bit underrated, if you will. Had a very unusual putting stroke, a little bit of an unusual swing. Always wore green. He was at the Amana VIP many times. And he won the 1977 United States Open at Southern Hills in Tulsa despite a death threat to him. You think we have problems now in 2018. I don't recall, though, a sporting event that had, I'm probably missing something off the top of my head, but a competitor who had a death threat on him, they told him about mm-hmm. it, as a matter of fact. But he had, you go back and watch the footage of it, armed policemen, troopers, whatever the case may be, following around. And a golf course is a tough place to protect somebody, mm-hmm. as you know, with all the trees and with all the shrubbery, whatever the case may be, especially at Oakland or at Southern Hills, because there's a lot of trees on that golf course.
Yeah, he played on and won that 1977 U.S. Open. And I my recollections of Hubert Green will be in Iowa City at the Mana VIP, like you mentioned. He was a staple there. He was very friendly to everyone, near as I could tell. Had a very fast swing, a quirky swing, maybe not like a Jim Furyk, but it wasn't what you'd put on a projector and say, this is how you need to swing the golf club. But I think very underrated. He won 19 times in an era that Jack and Arnie and Gary and Lee were the stars.
Were dominating.
But yet Hubert Green won 19 times during that era.
Yeah, died at the age of 71. Definitely will be missed out there. Got a poll question for you, KGYMRadio.com, and it involves a story here locally today. And big thanks to Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Question is, will new ownership for the Titans make you more or less likely to go to games? Two options, more or less.
Go ahead and vote KGYMRadio.com. Titans, very interesting situation, have not been winning on the field as of late, the last couple of years. And as far as the Titans are concerned, 4,200 or so, they averaged the first couple of years as far as their existence is concerned. Attendance has tumbled. New ownership coming in now. Los Angeles-based ownership out there. And This is their first sports venture, as a matter of fact, for
this group from LA.
Apparently, they are going to stay in Cedar Rapids. Soccer team is going to go, the Rampage, and Titans will be staying in Cedar Rapids. Just curious to your thoughts out there. With the sale now ended, no local ownership, but it sounds like they will be staying in the city of five seasons.
I'm ashamed to admit I'd never attended the Titans game for whatever reason, but I do know folks that were season ticket holders and others that frequented games quite a bit. They thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, it's arena football is a very fast-paced game. Obviously, it's a smaller field with slightly different rules. But maybe these are the most ardent Titans and Arena Football League fans that I've talked to. But it's an entertaining game, entertaining sport. And just how much fan base can sustain a team, I don't know.
319-366-1600. The postponements continue. Solon and Regina baseball has been canceled for tonight.
On the text line, 3166 in regard to the Titans, they need to bring it back to the ice arena and make it feel more close to the field like arena football. Playing right now at the U.S. Cellular Center, so
yes.
Two entirely different venues.
Yeah. Northland Cascade also canceled for tonight. No rescheduled date as of yet. But pretty much everything is going down the tubes right now as far as the weather is concerned. Still a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for all of Johnson County, all of Washington County, parts of Iowa County, parts of Keokuk County, and that goes until 4:15. The rain is moving toward the I-380 corridor, so keep sky aware and keep it right here to KGY, and we'll let you know if something comes up. We're going to take a break, 3:36. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to be joining us coming up. But before we get to Chris, going to give you an opportunity to pick up that City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department prize package that we have to offer for you this week. Includes a round of golf at one of the four city courses, as well as golf swag bag. That includes a towel, golf balls, ball cleaning pouch, and a free round of golf, as we mentioned. Caller number six right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to pick up that prize package. We'll have more for you coming up. And Chris Liss, RotoWire.com, after this.
Everyone's forgotten who runs this rally.
Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone, premiering tonight at 9 on Paramount Network.
Yeah! This ain't checkers, son. This is chess. And you're about to play it with masters.
You were right. They're building a city.
Promise doesn't need your permission.
In this valley, it does. All men are bad, but some of us try real hard to be good.
Yellowstone, new series, premieres tonight at 9 on the new Paramount Network.
I'm the manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. I got my driver's license when I was 17. Back of my truck started fishtailing. That's the reason why you want good tires. They need to be able to cut through that water so that you don't lose control. My name is Gary, and I'm proud to keep your car running newer, longer.
Come get our best deal on Firestone tires this summer. Check driveafirestone.com or your local Firestone Complete Auto Care for more details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big, flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
City High baseball games canceled. Jeff and Prairie still on as of the moment, but I don't have good thoughts about that. 3:39, Bob and Robbins. And his birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday early to Bob. He's going to go out and play some golf on us and on the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Department. So thank you very much for tuning in and listening to the program. We're going to get Chris Liss of rotowire.com on the horn coming up here in just a couple of moments. And we will go ahead and take your fantasy baseball questions. And if you got some early fantasy football questions, we will be sure to pass those along to Chris as well at 319-366-1600. Mentioned the poll question, and that can be found at kgymradio.com. And that, of course, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, having to do with the Cedar Rapids Titans.
37-76 on the text line. I'd be interested in going to a game just to see how they play, but would like to watch a little bit to see how they're managed.
You know what? They've got great coaches. I will say that. Some very, very fine coaches. Marvin McNutt was a coach, not last season, not the season that has just ended, but prior season to that, I do believe. The pedigree is good for these guys. A lot of these guys are out there for the love of the game. A lot of them trying to move up a level or two, ultimately to try to get to the National Football League. They all want to have that Kurt Warner story.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're all looking for. Not everybody can have that story, of course, but that's what they're working on at this present time. So I take my hat off to the guys because you can get hurt just as easy doing that as you can playing in the National Football League.
That's true.
So,
bringing you up to date on baseball, a couple finals just in. Philadelphia has defeated St. Louis 4-3. Cleveland blanking Chicago, the White Sox, that is, 12-0. At the end of the seventh inning at Wrigley Field, the Cubs have picked up another run, up 4-0. Oakland burying San Diego right now in San Diego, 7-0. In the third inning, Miami on top of San Francisco, 1-0 in the fourth. Already in the books, Cincinnati topped Detroit 5-3. Toronto defeated Atlanta 5-4. Everything else under the lights tonight, including Boston at Minnesota. The Twins taking game one, 6-2. Game two, 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM.
We're hoping.
We're hoping.
We are hoping. 3:42, Chris Liss of rotowire.com set to join us right now. You can give him a follow on Twitter, and we encourage you. We'll give you some more information on rotowire.com for you coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtina's Dr. Jewelers text line. Phone line available as well for Chris here this afternoon. If you have a fantasy baseball question, early fantasy football question, I'm sure Chris will field that as well. Chris, how's everything in Portugal on this Wednesday?
I wouldn't know because I'm actually just north of you guys in Minneapolis for this FSTA conference.
Wow.
Oh.
How far are you guys from Minneapolis?
There you go. Well, welcome back to the States, man.
Well, we can get there early evening if we leave now.
Yeah, how far is it? Like 4 hours? Drive.
Maybe five.
No,
four and a half, five.
Trust me, I was just did the drive twice in the last 4 days. It is about 3.5 hours to the Twin Cities from here. So.
Oh, okay. So I'm close by.
Closest you've been. Take advantage. Go see the Red Sox and the Twins tonight, okay?
I'm seeing them tomorrow, actually.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. 319-366-1600. If you would like to ask Chris a question out there.
One of the first trades of the season, Chris, Calvin Herrera to the Nationals. How do you break that down from a fantasy standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I assume he's going to set up Sean Doolittle.
Did yesterday. Yep, did yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not broken. They're not going to fix it. So, you know, obviously Herrera loses. You're kind of screwed if you have Herrera. I mean, Doolittle gets hurt a lot, but... You know, for now, Herrera's the setup guy, so you just lost him. And the question is, who's going to close for the Royals, and does it matter? And the answer is, I'm not quite sure, and I'm not quite sure. You know, right now, we have Kevin McCarthy listed, but they have Brandon Maurer, who was the closer in San Diego a while back. There's a guy, Tim Hill, who's a lefty. But I'm not sure anyone knows. And again, on a bad team that's not going to win a ton of games, you know, when these pitchers aren't exactly lights out, I'm not really sure. You know, if you're desperate, you can pick up one of them. But there's been a lot of situations across the league, like, you know, Chicago and Kansas City and just, the Giants right now. It's like there's not really a great option to pick up.
Well, we have an in with the Kansas City Royals, and I'm not even sure he would know who the Royals closer is at this point. So,
Cal Eldred, the pitching coach, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we shall see. We shall see.
Chris, you tweeted something along the lines of, you don't remember baseball being like this 10, 20 years ago, and I think you were referring to injuries. Is that right?
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Like, with my big stakes team, finally got healthy. I got Bumgarner back. I had, you know, guys like Nelson Cruz and Aaron Hicks on the DL earlier this year, and they were back, and I was all set to go. And then Carrasco's out. Miguel Cabrera's out for the year. Walker just got hurt today. Brandon Morrow's on the DL. Matt Adams, who's doing well for me, is on the DL with a broken finger. It's just insane. 2 weeks ago, I was like, okay, finally everyone's healthy. Let's get this going. And then, boom, five guys are out. I've never seen it like this. Baseball, there's something really wrong. I mean, it's just literally half the league is on the DL. And, I mean, the moral is if you're in a fantasy baseball league and you're anywhere near contending, just keep trying because the guys in first place probably lose half their players by the end of the year. But it's, I don't think it was like this in the 70s and 80s. I was looking at the back of some baseball cards, games played, and you see these guys that are like 154, 158, 147, 152. You know, you didn't have so many seasons wiped out due to injuries. And I have a bunch of theories on why that might be, but I just cannot believe that, you know, I mean, football is fine. I mean, these guys are trying to kill each other, and you see that they get hurt, and you're like, okay, I understand how you got hurt. But baseball, this is just getting too crazy.
Well, like the Cardinals trotted out Walker, maybe one start too many, right?
Well, I feel like he was pitching hurt, and he got shelled in his last start. He's pitching great, then he got destroyed in his last start. They brought him out, he got hit, and then he leaves with an oblique injury. And I bet it was tight the whole time, and he's trying to pitch through it. And there's nothing more annoying when you have a pitcher who could just be like, you know what, I'm injured. I'm not going to pitch today. Instead, he pitches and blows up your ERA and your WHIP, and then he gets injured anyway. Then he's on the DL anyway.
Yeah, and Cardinals, just to add insult to injury, they lost two pitchers on back-to-back pitches this afternoon because the reliever that came in for Waka threw one pitch, and he got hit in the hand or arm, and he had to leave. So, man alive.
Yeah, you know, I have some theories. I mean, you know, baseball players used to take speed all the time, and maybe it kept them more alert. And I'm also thinking, like, you know, these guys, they play 162 games and they travel. And one thing they didn't used to have were laptops and cell phones. And it's known that if you have that blue light in your eye, like, you know, before you go to bed, you don't sleep as well. So maybe these guys are just tired. You know, they're all exhausted. And when you're tired, you get hurt more. I don't know. Maybe that's one thing. The other thing is guys throw so hard, they keep getting hit in the hands and breaking their hands. And everyone's throwing 95, so that's probably up to it. But tons of hamstring injuries, calf injuries. You know, it's just amazing to me that half my team falls apart every single week. And I'm just dealing – and this is with guys getting extra days off. They tried to baby Otani, right? Oh, we can't DH him, you know, the day before he pitches, and we got to be super careful with Otani, and now he's out. You know, may as well – they should have just let him, you know, DH every day while he's, you know, while he was pitching even.
Let's flip over to football for a minute to accommodate 8650 on the text line. My guy Mariota had a down year last year. All the analytics said he was good, just a bit unlucky. With LaFleur there now, are you looking for Mariota to finally break out?
Yeah, well, so the thing is, quarterback is so deep this year that you really can't go wrong. So if you like Mariota, you can probably get him with like the 14th to 15th QB, maybe 16th QB off the board. So you can get him in like the 12th round. Great, take Mariota. I like Jameis Winston. I'll probably get him around there. Same thing. You know, these guys are coming cheap. You can pretty much get Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, any of these QBs for dirt cheap, and they're all good. They all have upside. Obviously, Mariota has some rushing upside, and hopefully Matt LaFleur runs a better offense than Mularkey did because it was a horrible system the last couple of years. So I think there's upside with Mariota, but you never have to pay up for him. You know, if someone else likes him, fine, let him take him. You'll get Winston, you'll get Jared Goff, you'll get whoever. You know, there's no reason to reach up for a QB.
A lot of interest in Deshaun Watson and his return from injury. How do you read it?
Well, so far so good, right? I mean, he's ahead of schedule, and you know, I think he's going to. I think he's going to be ready for the start of the season. The one worry you have is that the offensive line in Houston, I think Pro Football Focus rated them as the worst offensive line in the 5 years they've been rating these offensive lines. So you have a guy coming off a knee injury who's mobile, and mobile quarterbacks always take more hits and they get sacked more because they try to extend plays. I think there's high risk. So there's clearly ridiculous upside, but also much more risk for him than some of the other quarterbacks, especially the top QBs.
Chris Liss joining us here on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Where did Scooter Gennett go in your drafts?
Very late. Very late, and I don't have any shares, and I regret it. He's been he's a star. I mean, you know, once in a while, a guy who's sort of a nobody, a couple of years, the Brewers just let him go. They didn't get anything for him, and I think he's become a star. He's like an actually, you know, top 25 Major League Baseball player.
Everyone could envision him hitting 336 this year going into, you know, July.
336. And I mean, he was good last year, you know, but nobody took it seriously because there was such a spike in home runs across the board. You know, guys like Justin Smoke were coming out of the woodwork, Logan Morrison. So we're like, you know, Scooter Gennett just kind of rode the wave, but he stayed good. That's the difference.
You've got as well Corey Kluber. Watched him today a little bit against the Chicago White Sox, and he's filthy. He's even better when he gets 8 inches off each side of the plate and up and down, but that's totally different. But 11 wins, 12 now, I think, today with the win over the White Sox. This guy is just absolutely, he's unhittable right now.
Yeah, it just shows you, you know, with all the injuries to Carrasco and Bumgarner and Kershaw, the value of a Scherzer, a Kluber, and a Sale that has just been rocked. Those three guys, every single, you know, last 3-4 years, every single game, every single start, they're getting double-digit strikeouts. They're, you know, they're obviously going to win because they're going to barely allow any runs. I mean, they're just monsters. And you know, besides Trout, those are the three most valuable players. Trout, Betts, and those three.
Let me move back to football for a minute, Chris. As you put your preseason material together, people pick it up, go online, whatever. What are they going to be most surprised about in rankings or observations?
That's a good question. I think maybe you'll be surprised at, well, a couple of things. One is the tight end position gets really thin really quickly. And so in the top 10, I put some pretty aggressive rankings on guys like Trey Burton and George Kittle, because I think once you get past Delaney Walker, who knows? And you may as well swing for the fences and get one of these guys who could have a really big role. There's nothing that shocking. I think people will be a little surprised at how the receivers just aren't projected for a ton of production. In keeping it the last couple of years, it's really running back heavy, the production. You might be surprised to see Saquon Barkley in the top 6 or 7, but he went 6th in the expert league last night. So, you know, he's already being priced as a top early first-round pick.
Back to the text line, 515 area code. I play in a 2-quarterback league. How much does that change your QB values?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, in a 1-QB league, you can wait forever. As I said, Winston, Mariota, Goff, Rivers, Ryan, who cares? But in a 2-QB league, you got to take those guys right away. And you want, you know, 3 of them, basically. I mean, you can trade one of them. There's bye weeks. There's injuries. I mean, you want 3 QBs. You're probably not going to be able to afford 3 premium QBs. But, you know, if you can get 2 of them and then get a Tannehill or a Trubisky or an Eli Manning as your 3rd, then you're in good shape.
Saquon Barkley coming up here is reminding me a lot about different backs, obviously, but just a lot of the hype surrounding Eddie Lacy when he came up. And he was going to get all these touchdowns and all this. I like Barkley's situation a little bit better than Lacy's situation because Lacy had Aaron Rodgers, obviously, as a gunslinger back there. But I'm with the people. I think Barkley's going to be that breakout guy.
I mean, you know, they treat him like he's this generational prospect. And once in a while, those guys, you know, end up being LeBron James or they end up making him Mike Trout or somebody who's, yeah, he's a generational prospect and he's the real deal, you know, and he may not be, but we'll see. That's how he's projected. And, you know, he's in a good system. Pat Shurmur did a great job with the Vikings last year and got a lot of production out of McKinnon and Latavius Murray after Dalvin Cook went down. And he said flat out that, you know, that he's a 3-down back, that he can pass protect, that they're going to use him a ton, they're going to throw the ball to him a ton. So he's going to get the opportunity. What's funny is Lacy is considered kind of a bust. But his first 2 years, he had 20 rushing touchdowns. and 4 receiving touchdowns. And he had more than 1,100 yards each year, just rushing. And he had 427 receiving yards in one of the years that he was really good. So, you know, Lacy obviously didn't have much, he didn't really last that long. He was overweight, but wasn't bad in his peak.
Hey, enjoy Target Field and enjoy the game coming up tomorrow, and let the people know what you have to offer at rotowire.com.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. You can get all of our football projections, any ranking that you need, anything that can be totally customized to your league. So if you have 6 points per passing touchdown or a point every 20 yards, a point every 10 yards, whatever it is, PPR, half PPR, can be customized to your league settings. You can get it for free, rotowire.com/radio. You get a free 10-day trial. When it lapses, you can decide whether to sign up in earnest, but no credit card necessary. Rotowire.com/radio.
All right, Chris. Enjoy the visit to Minneapolis, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Scott. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. We'll take a break, come back, update you on the poll question, update you on the weather as well after this.
Naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at Dupaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through Dupaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that Dupaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at dupaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Update you on the weather. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for about 15 more minutes for Johnson County as well as northeastern Washington County, northwestern Louisa County. Iowa City area getting rocked pretty good, and we've got some eerie-looking clouds off to the west and the south. Mark, poll question before we leave.
Will new ownership for the Titans make you more or less likely to go to games? More or less are the options. No grass cutting tonight.
No, Scott. No. Okay. Thought about it, but I think that's going to be rained out as well. So keep it right here. We'll keep you updated on the weather situation. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Coons coming up next. Twins baseball tonight, 107.5 FM, Twins and Red Sox. That will begin at 7 o'clock this evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night.
Hi, I'm Jason Greer of Greer Tank and Welding in Fairbanks, Alaska. We get some pretty tough conditions here.